Hi. This is Sandra of WIN International Ministries. Evangelist Wendy Evans asked that I speak to you about the importance of trusting in God when what you are believing God for is still not working, not changing, or not showing up yet. I know sometimes it can be hard to stay the course with God when it might seem like no matter what you do, what you try, and what you say, it just does not seem to work for you. Trust me, I get it. I understand how you feel, and I want you to know if you feel this way, although it might seem like you are alone in what you are going through, you are not alone. You are not alone, because I am praying for you. I want you to know that I am rooting for you. I am standing with you and I am praying for you. I might not know the details of your circumstances, but I do know that because you are one of our followers, and you are listening to this audio, you might need prayers. Because of this, I am praying for you. I am standing in the gap with you, crying out and pressing into God to help you get breakthrough. When I pray that the eyes of your understanding will be opened through the revealing of God's Word. I pray that your mind will be receptive to the words, scriptures, and instructions of God. I pray that you will be open to what God is trying to do in your life now and always. I pray that when God speaks to you about what you need to do in your circumstances, you will do it, so that you will be helped. I believe that if we both keep praying, God will do something supernatural in response to our prayers. I believe God will open something. I believe that God will reveal something that will help you in your circumstances right now, right where you are. A few months ago, I was going through a hard time, a difficult season, and experiencing a dry season where it just seemed like no matter what I did, nothing worked. It seemed like no matter what I professed, nothing showed up. And no matter how much faith I had, nothing seemed to materialize. It was a very discouraging time. I didn't know what to think or what to believe. I couldn't seem to get any help and my options were very few. I began to become very discouraged, fed up and tired. Someone introduced me to Evangelist Wendy Evans. Evangelist Wendy Evans invited me to become one of her students in one of her small coaching classes. I signed up for the coaching classes and began to listen to what Evangelist Wendy Evans had to say. I not only listened to what Evangelist Wendy Evans had to say, I took actions based on what she recommended. I partnered with a prayer partner from the coaching class, and me and my prayer partner began to seek God every day for what I needed. Nothing seemed to happen at first, but we stayed faithful and just kept doing it. I began to feel so much better about my life and about God. I quit worrying about what I had been stressing out about and decided to stay in the small coaching group and to keep praying with my prayer partner. That is all I did. The coaching group made me realize I had been spending so much time worrying about my life and what God wasn't doing, that I had created a reality that produced nothing but lack and disharmony. The coaching group then made me realize that I had wanted God to change my circumstances, but God used the small coaching group to help me realize that God was trying to change me so then He could change my circumstances. As you listen to this message, I wonder if God is using this message to help you realize that you might be doing the same thing? I wonder if you are so busy worrying about what God is not doing that you too have created a reality that produces nothing but lack and disharmony? I wonder if your circumstances are trying to speak to you but you are not hearing them? Oftentimes when nothing is changing, God is using your circumstances to speak to you.